Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Oh, shoot.
Crack.
You know what that is. Now, there ain't no crack.
That's called a...
That's a
clicky for streaky.
Yeah,
clicky for streaky.
I needed to hear it from Uncle Kevin. I can't laugh. Oh, good gosh almighty. Cross strain.
Back.
Yes, sir.
That's Rip a beer. Specialty right there. Oof. That's a dark ale.
It is. Well, technically, it's a
dark lager. Streaky.
Yes.
Oh, this gosh. Why are you trying to correct me?
Because you've done this long enough.
Macination.
I believe in you. Maceration. And tannins.
What kind of tannins
and
is in it? Blueberry,
glands.
Plum. What kind of tannins is in it?
Well,
I'm asking you since you know
it's
everything.
It's not what kind of tannins. Tannins are tannins, Stricky.
God darn it.
They're not flavored, no.
See, you know what's going to happen, Uncle Kevin?
What's that?
He's going to take what just happened right now. And he's going to throw shaky questions at Stricky next Tuesday on Shootout with Strick, and it's going to involve wine. I promise you, I'm in trouble.
I just got an idea.
I was just going to say that. I don't think he was actually going to do that. I think.
You know what, Ellie? Now you in it too? I thought me
I
and
got
you
in
was
because
better than
I was going to say that wine looks like water.
Well,
are we starting with the beer?
Yeah,
water into wine. You know,
hey, there's something there.
There's a guy,
water to wine.
A guy we know that did something like that.
Pretty great guy, if you ask me.
Yeah,
I'm a fan. Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle. I missed you last week. How are you? A couple weeks
good.
Since I seen
you. Yeah, yeah. You had a little something, a little medical thing.
All right, yeah.
We're back, though.
Feeling
good.
We're good.
Before we get into it, listeners, right now, me and Uncle Kevy are having conversations and talks. Be on the lookout because it might be coming to a Christmas stocking stuffer near you or early next year. We might put out a little something.
A little merch.
A little merchy. A little clicky for Stricky. Or also Strix picks. You just be on the lookout because every time you wear that shirt, there might be a discount or something you walk into Kevin Meyer's Cork and Bottle. Just be on the lookout. We ain't there yet. But we having conversations.
I love how the wheels are turning. He's just Mr. Idea Man. I love it.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Tell us what we got going on.
All right. So I decided to do just kind of a German theme. And for no other reason than...
it's the motherland?
It's funny that you say that because I was always told that I'm mostly German on my dad's side, mostly Norwegian on my mom's side, right? Well, a couple years back, the kids got my wife and I the ancestry thing for Christmas.
And you ain't got no Norwegian in you.
No, I don't have any German in me.
Oh.
No way. No German?
Zero detectable German DNA.
Ausschlagen?
And with a name like Meyer, you would think that's about as German as it gets, right? And my mom was right. I'm a super Norwegian on my mom's side.
How do you speak Norwegian?
I don't even know.
Poorly.
Yeah.
Like when I look at the spelling of like Norwegian words,
yeah, like
I'm Swedish, like, how the heck do they figure out what's that?
It's like Nordic. There's a lot of like J's and umlauts and things like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Oof.
But, and so, you know, so I told my dad, I was like,
attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Dad, you know we're not German at all. And he's like, well, that's not true. And I'm like, Dad, I got zero detectable German DNA. So either you're not my father or you were
out of daddy. Out of baby daddy. Out of pappy.
Well, Orman and Apple are very German, we will hold it down for the motherland.
All right, so let's go ahead and do the wine first. I chose
wine first. Okay,
we're gonna go wine first.
Oh man, dang it! I didn't mix it up.
That's all right.
Wash it down.
There you go. So I chose this for a couple of different reasons. Number one, I think it's an Ellie's Alley wine.
Oh my
God!
That's
a big smile. Big smile.
She's been trying to evade you, my boy.
I'm back. That was good.
She's been trying to evade you.
I know. Well,
she set her schedule up to make sure she evades
you.
No,
I did not.
I feel that maybe we took the training wheels off a little too fast with Miss Ellie, and so we're kind of putting them back on a little bit. This is a German Riesling, and it's a great wine to have with Thanksgiving. It goes really, really well with
turkey. Tricky's passing,
Kev. Oh. Not your
Pass
jam.
Pass it to me.
Ellie and I are splitting.
So, yeah, Stricky likes the dry red. This is a sweeter white wine. And it actually goes really well with turkey because, you know, like, I guess I found out that I'm about the only person in the world that likes cranberry sauce. But, you know, I liked it. That little sweetness with the roasted turkey, I think pairs really, really nicely. And believe it or not, there's actually more wine consumed on Thanksgiving Day in the United States than any other day of the year. That includes New Year's. That includes Christmas. That includes every holiday you can think of more consumed on Thanksgiving Day. And that's, I think you can attribute that to is that a lot of people will have wine at Thanksgiving that don't normally drink wine.
Mm.
What do you give to people who don't normally drink wine? You give them something with a little bit of sweetness. And German Riesling has some natural sweetness to it. It's like a real fresh, like apple and pear sort of thing going on. And if you can see Ellie in the video stream, she's pointing at herself.
Can't see me because I hide myself every time.
Oh, dude.
But I'm pointing to myself because you're talking about me.
Well, but you're not the only one. And so.
See, Austin, I'm not the only one.
I never said you were, but you're the only one in this room. So that's why you get the grief.
Fair enough.
Touche.
So. I don't know if you know anything about, you know, German heritage, German history, but they're very type A people. Very, very organized.
Understatement of the century, Kevin.
They have very finite rules about everything. And that includes winemaking. So they have a term, and it's called a Qualitätswein mit Prädikat, which means quality wine with distinction. And what the distinction is when they pick the grapes. And they have a name for each step of the way, and each step has a very quantifiable sugar content, acid level, and various other factors as well. So the first pick is called a cabernet, and that's actually on the drier end because the grapes have had less opportunity to develop more residual sugar. And so it literally means cabernet. They think it's the most versatile wine, it goes well with, you know, schnitzel and, you know, all the things that Germans eat. The next step, which is what we're having here, is called Spätlese, which means late pick. So the grapes have hung on the vine a little bit longer. They develop a little more residual sugar, therefore making a more sort of a medium sweet wine. We're not quite into the dessert end of things yet.
Mm.
The next step after this is called Auslese.
And Auslese.
Auslese. Yeah. And that means late cluster picked. So they're actually hand sorting the individual clusters that meet the criteria of the greater residual sugar content, acid levels, et cetera, et cetera.
Auslese Ormen.
That sounds, yeah. I believe We're going to start. That's going to be your new nickname.
Auschlaser Orman.
It would just be like Austin Auschlaser Orman.
To be fair, I would not have been a late round pick either. I'm an undrafted free agent type, but whatever.
That's all right. You know, you're a quality role player and all you need is an opportunity.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Real lunch pail guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I bring my cabinet to work.
You bring your cabinet to work. Absolutely. So with the Auslese, they're actually hand sorting the individual clusters of grapes that, again, meet this criteria. Then they have what's called Baron Auslese, which means late berry picked. So they're actually testing the individual grapes on those clusters. Now we're getting into the real syrupy sweet dessert end of things. And what happens in Germany is that these grapes are on the vine. Winter comes, or at least, you know, fall comes, and they will rush out and pick the remaining grapes frozen on the vine, hence the term ice wine, if you've ever heard of ice wine.
Mm.
And in Germany, you can't pick the grapes and then freeze them. It has to happen naturally on the vine. Well, with things getting warmer and warmer and warmer, there's less and less ice wine being produced every year. And so those are the various levels of German Riesling, or what they call the Qualitätswein mit Prädikat. So you have Cabernet, Spätlese, Auslese, Baron Auslese, and Eiswein. So kind of an interesting take on wine, but also goes well with Thanksgiving turkey.
That it does.
Good pick.
That's incredible. I mean, yes, I think you're two for two on this end of the table. What is it about Thanksgiving that makes it wine? Is this a classier holiday than the rest?
I think because it revolves around food.
Mm.
I mean, that's basically the whole entire purpose of the holiday is the meal. Unlike Christmas or Hanukkah, which is more gift giving, unlike Halloween, which is more dressing up, unlike Easter, which is, you know, the birth of Christ resurrection and whatnot and all that kind of stuff. So
4th of July is kind of foodie, but not really.
4th of July is about explosives, you know. And so basically every part of the world except the United States, wine is considered a food. Mm-hmm. It's not considered an alcoholic beverage. And so when you start to think of it in that context, it makes the most sense that the most wine would be consumed on Thanksgiving Day.
I like it. All right. The Dark Lager.
The Dark Lager from our great friends at Cross Strain Brewing in good old La Vista, Nebraska.
I like them.
And it's called Dunkel Breaking My Heart.
That's good.
I love to play on words. I would.
Dunkel Breaking My Heart. Breaking My Heart.
I couldn't if I tried.
Pretty brown eyes.
Okay.
Pretty brown beard.
Right.
I'd make a song off that.
So the word dunkel means dark in German, and this is a dark lager. So they take the malts and they roast them. And so they actually call them chocolate malts because after they have roasted them, they resemble chocolate, and or at least the color of chocolate.
This is where we got Schlitz malt liquor?
No, this is not where we got Schlitz malt liquor.
I thought that was, you said roasted malts. Okay.
Same but different.
I mean, you could, I guess.
I don't know.
If you could roast the Schlitz malt liquor malts and make a dark Schlitz. Never mind.
Anyway, Dunkel Breaking My Heart.
Dunkel Breaking My Heart. And this is a German style lager, only they've made it into a dark beer and brewed right here in good old Nebraska. And I love this flavor because you get a little bit of that coffee note.
Yeah,
A little bit of that like biscuity, bready note, a little bit of the perhaps a little bit of chocolate, and just a really great fall beer.
Compared to the wine, I mean, obviously it's not a sweet beer, dessert beer, or anything like that. I was worried about how bitter it was going to be. It's not.
It's not bitter.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's and that's the great thing about lagers is that they're really not, you know, hopped up bitter beer face type beers. They're they're going to have a little bit more, especially a dunkel like this, has a little bit of that carameliness, a little bit of that cocoa, a little bit of the coffee, but smooth. Really, really good.
What are those? What is it called when the people have the bitter beer face and they can put their bottom lip over their nose? Like what happened? How do you do that? Have you ever seen the people that have the bitter base beer? You've seen it, highly.
I think it's more of a birth defect. Like maybe their jaw doesn't, like.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Is that what
that's
it is?
Where I am
their
laughing.
Jaw doesn't hit.
Yeah, because they can put their over, and that is the beer face of the century.
There was that guy on the commercial.
Yeah,
that did that.
I remember that.
Yeah, he could put his bottom lip over his nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Good stuff.
Dang. All right, 2 weeks from today. Thanksgiving.
2 weeks from today. And you know what next week is? Beaujolais Nouveau Day. Do you remember Beaujolais Nouveau?
Oh, yes. It's the something new.
Nouveau means new, yes.
Yes.
It's the first.
Club Nouveau?
It's the first wine.
Rumors?
Produced first, in the Northern Hemisphere every year.
That one. And oh, yes.
And it's I thought it was a song.
Released.
You're just throwing
random stuff out and trying to mess up old Uncle Kev. You know I'm unstable as it is, Tricky.
Uncle Kevy. I love to just make you smile.
Yeah, no, this is good stuff. I'm
turn
sure
red.
This makes for excellent radio, too.
Yes. So Beaujolais Nouveau next week?
Next week. Woo! So it's released no sooner than the third Thursday in November, which always happens to be exactly the week before Thanksgiving and has a great story behind it. So that's what we're going to bring next week.
Nice. Quick question from Boone and Firth on the text line. Does Meyer's Cork and Bottle stock Samuel Smith's Winter Welcome yet?
Indeed, we do. I believe it is in stock. We stock the Samuel Smith variety packs as well as nut brown ciders, and I believe the Winter Welcome just arrived. But call the shop first before you make a trip, especially if you're coming from Firth.
What's that number?
402-476-1518, right on the corner of 13th and South Streets.
There you go. Boone says he went to high school with you.
Oh, yeah?
There he is.
Yeah.
Boone. That's just it.
Boone. That's all we get. It's just Boone and Firth. That's the name on the text line.
Oh, I know who it is. Daniel Boone is what we used to call him.
Oh, is that, nice. Did he wear the like hat?
Happy high school reunion.
Did he go hunting?
No, no. His name was Dan, and I think he has an alias because he's in law enforcement.
We will neither confirm nor deny that fact. We will
hey,
go to
Danny,
break before we incriminate ourselves or get someone in trouble. Kevin Meyer, thanks for coming in as always.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Old School comes your way next.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.